Hi guys. You guys probably haven't heard of me in months. Not heard of me. I've actually posted sometime this week, I think. But you haven't heard my voice in months. Actually, the last time you heard me, I was 19 and now I'm 20, so that's cool. Right now, I'm in a empty-ish parking lot by a pretty busy road. I have a blanket over me, but underneath that, I have a dress. No panties on, but my tights are pulled down to my ankles. I actually have a whole dildo and a vibrator with me. I like to keep them in my backpack. No one looks through it, so I thought, why not hide it in there? So I usually have my vibrator and dildo with me everywhere, every day, for any impulse slutty decisions, I guess. I just wanted you guys to hear me moan again, especially in a place where I shouldn't be half naked, touching myself. But I think I'm too horny to care, honestly. I hope you can hear me through all these cars passing by. I'm gonna turn on my vibrator. And you're going to start stroking. And we're both gonna come together tonight, okay? I love feeling my vibe on my clit. It feels so bad doing this here. You know what sucks? Besides me, of course. I've had a few crushes on these older guys, like really older guys. And I feel like each time I tell them how much I like them, they always say they're flattered, but I'm too young for them. I'm only 20. Will you guys fuck a 20-year-old? Good. I'm just gonna keep playing with myself until my hole, my tight little hole, gets nice and wet and I can push my 8-inch dildo inside me. I still can't believe I have a whole fucking dildo in my backpack. And no one seems to notice. Everyone thinks I'm this cute little innocent girl. And really, I'm just this insane slut. Sharing my most intimate moments with strangers online. Like you. And you're just some guy listening to a tiny little 20-year-old girl touching herself in a car all alone. Talking talking about how much she loves older men. And how elusive they seem to be. It's really evil. I hope no one walked by. Lately, I've been imagining random older men. From what I've heard my friends say, they're really good at giving oral. I don't think I've ever had an orgasm through oral yet. But at night, I like to imagine some random guy with like gray hair putting me on a bed right on the edge. And spreading my legs open, tasting my clit and my pussy. I think, I'm wet enough to have that cock inside me. Don't you think? God, it's driving me insane. About strangers hearing me come turns me on so much. I think I'm wet enough to slide my dildo inside. Okay? And I want you to start stroking faster. Imagining all 4'10" of me on the back seat of your car, spreading my legs, grabbing your cock, guiding you inside me. Fuck. It barely fits, so start stroking faster, okay? I want you to imagine me in the back seat of your car. All 4'10" of me spreading my legs, stroking your cock, guiding you inside me, inch by inch. Trying to be quiet so no one can hear us fucking. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard to be quiet when your cock feels this good. Good imagining you fuck me like this. I'm not even sure if I'm coherent. I just I don't even care if you can even listen to me right now. It just feels so good touching myself, thinking about you. Next to a semi-busy road. Being so fucking slutty for you. Are you stroking faster for me? What? Fuck. You need to grip your cock tighter. I want you to grip your cock as tight as you think my pussy would be. You can hear how wet I am. Can you imagine someone walking up to my window right now? Watching what I'm doing for you. Try not to come too quickly. Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm gonna last. Ah! I was so loud. I hope no one heard me. I hope this didn't turn out bad. I hope you're able to listen to all of this. Oh my god. I wouldn't mind remaking this, though. Coming a second time tonight. Fuck. I should probably go though. Pull up my tights back up, fix my hair. I really miss doing this. And I'm glad I got to do it for you tonight. Bye.